So basically, you go, okay, so let's just review the facts here. So you have, our Gemara basically says, you have the case of a guy who puts the bread in the oven. Puts the bread in the oven by accident, like on Shabbos. And now the question is, and if it'll leave it going, he's going to violate an Eser D'oraisa. Okay? Now another person goes and asks a Rav, could I take the bread out in order to violate Eser D'rabanan, in order to prevent that guy from violating Eser D'oraisa? Okay, now the Gemara of Shesha says that's crazy. Okay, that's not possible. Because he says, V'chiyomrim la'adam chata v'kdesh yizka chavercha. You tell one person to do a chait in order to help the other guy? It just doesn't work that way. I understand doing a chait to protect your bigger chait. But to protect a different guy, we don't say that. That's already, Shesha knocks it out. Moskva Shesha knocks it out. Svara, forget about it. Okay. So now let's take Tosfos. Okay, that's what Tosfos comes in on. So Tosfos says, V'chiyomrim la'adam chata v'kdesh yizka chavercha. Okay, so maybe it's the background here. So the background, before we read the Tosfos, I'll just fill in the background. So the case there in the Erevin is again, you have a guy, you have three people, okay? You have a Tamil Chacham, then you have an Amaretz, and then you have another Tamil Chacham, okay? So the Tamil Chacham has a tree, and he tells the Amaretz, feel free to eat some of the fruit off of my tree. Okay, now you have a problem here. Because in general, an Am Haaretz is chashad that he's not going to take off Trumas Ma'asros. So potentially, the Tamil Chacham is feeding the Am Haaretz Tava. Okay, potentially he's feeding him Tava. What's well, Chacham's tree? Yes. Chacham's tree, but he's telling him you could eat this fruit. Now technically, if the Am Haaretz wants to eat it, he has to take off Trumas Ma'asros before he eats it. He can just peel, he can just take them off and eat them, so you have to take off Shemus Maestros. Now, if you tell another Tamil Chacham to take whatever, you assume he'll take off Shemus Maestros. But now the Tamil Chacham is telling the Am Haaretz to take, and it's a good chance that the Am Haaretz isn't going to take off Shemus Maestros. So in a certain sense, the Tamil Chacham has a problem. So the question is, what should the Tamil Chacham do in this instance? So there is a solution. He could take off Shemus Maestros on his own first. Okay, he could take a Shemus on his own first.
From the tree?
Yes. Now, technically that works, but you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to take a Shalom and a Mukaf. Okay, it has to be mukaf, like all gathered together.
Greenery already,
like, yeah, like right. So, but technically you could do it, but you're not allowed to. So it's saying it's an isser kal. It's a small isser. So the question is, should the chacham do that, do this small isser in order to make sure the Am Haaretz doesn't violate a big isser, tavel? Okay? Or do you say no, that better off that the Tamil Chacham doesn't, avoids an isser altogether, for himself, and let the other guy, look, the other guy's the other guy, but I can't do an Isser. Okay? It's a good question. Why does he have a right to even do this thing in the first place? I don't know. It's a good question, but the case is like this. The real question isn't so much is he allowed to do it. The case is if you have a third guy who's another Tamil Chacham watching this process. Now he watched the Tamil Chacham do this. Now the question is could he assume that Tamil Chacham, watch him tell him that he could eat my fruits.
Okay.
So now does the second Tamil Chacham have a right to assume that the first Tamil Chacham took off Chumas and Maestros, or not? Does he have a right to eat it or not? So if you say that in this scenario the better thing for Tamil Chacham to do would be to take off Chumas and Maestros and violate the Isser of taking off Shulman and Mukaf, so then the second Tamil Chacham could assume that he did that. If you say no, that the best thing is to avoid a personal isser, then he has to assume he didn't take off Chumas Maestros, then the second Tamil Chacham can't eat it. So whatever reason the first guy did, he shouldn't have done it, I don't know, maybe he shouldn't have done it. But the question isn't for the first guy, the question is for the second Tamil Chacham, who figures even though the Tamil Chacham did this something wrong, but the question is how does he interpret the other guy's activity?
Questions.
Still a question. It's still a question, but whatever. I remember I looked into it, but I couldn't find a good answer. Like, why don't you say, like, he's not allowed to do it? And
right.
All thing. But I mean, in a certain sense, though, look, he did do it. So, I mean, that's definitely happening.
Why should he not eat?
Why should he not eat? In other words, if he knows that the proper behavior for the Tamil Chacham in this instance would be, given, sure, he shouldn't have given, whatever. But given that the thing is, that the right thing to do is to make sure
that's
that the guy...
not a surprise anymore. Now
the best thing, he should take off Chumas Maestros, so now he could eat it. Yeah, I mean... Because if he knows that the other guy took off, would never give a food to feed a guy tavel, it must be the guy that did the sirkal. Now, I shouldn't have done that, whatever. But Bama, the second time, knows that that's what he did.
So that sidesteps the question.
Yeah, sidesteps the question. So the problem is this is a problem with our Gemara. because you see, it's Machlokas Tanaim saying, is do you violate an Isser Kal in order to protect another guy from an Isser Chamor? But isn't that exactly what Rav Sheshes is saying is crazy? Rav Sheshes is saying, you can't peel the bread off and violate an Isser Darabanan to protect the other guy from violating an Isser Daraisa, an Isser Chamor. So what do you mean, Rav Sheshes? Why are you getting so upset, Rav Sheshes? This is Machlokas Tanaim. Okay? And you're an Amora, so he's making it sound like this thing is a crazy thing. Okay, so let's see the inside. Hadam and Bechal Ma'arvin, Rebbe Savar, Nichale Lechavar, Dele Abed Isir Kalila, Dele Abed Amar Tzitzir Rabba. It's better for the Chacham to violate an Isir Kal, a light Isir, as opposed to the Amar it's violating a great Isir. Right? So you see Rebbe's Shita is against Rosh Hashas. Hasam, Kadeshalo Yochal Am Ha'aretz, Tevel Al Yado. Okay, this is because the Talmud Chacham is allowed to do it there, according to Rabbi, because he's preventing the Amoraites from eating Tevel through him. Because he told the guy to eat the Tevel. Okay, he told the guy to eat this food. So if the guy would violate, it would be Al Yado of the Talmud Chacham. Because the Talmud Chacham is the one who's giving him this fruit. So he'd be the cause somehow. But the Amar Lei, because he told him, Malei Lecha Kalkal Shaltainim Etei Nasi. Fill up your basket of dates from my date tree.
What
can I see? My date tree. Tena. Aval ha'acha, shelo na'asa Yisrael yado. But over here, you're not causing him to do the baking. You're not doing anything. He's doing it on his own. You're just witnessing the thing. Ein omrim lo'chata filu Yisrael. Even an Isser Kal you can't violate in order to prevent the other guy from Isser Chamor. So that's his first answer. Okay? So his answer is, again, is that it depends. If you just stam witness another guy doing an Avera, a bad one, you have no right to do an Isser Darabanan in order to prevent him. Okay? To stop it. You have no right. That's Rashi's point. But the case of the tree in Erevin is where it's not just you're witnessing, you're stam an objective third party witnessing the thing. You, if you wouldn't take off Shumos and Maitros, you would be the guy causing him to violate the Esser. Okay? Lefneiver, something like Lefneiver, Messiah, whatever. I mean, you're involved in the causation. So then, Revi's saying, yeah, it's better off do the Esser Kal than to do that. Just to get background, what's this thing of Shlomo Namukov? So I'm quoting a Rashi, or a Mosef Rashi, actually. It's an Erevin, it's quoting it. I think it's a Rashi in Chulin and Gittin. But it says, V'asr l'chaver l'hafrish mimah she'eno l'fanav al ma she'lfanav. Because the problem is if it's on the trees, some of it's going to be in front of you and some of it's not going to be in front of you. So that's you're not allowed to do that. Why? The Shema oso shehu somech alav eno be'en. Because you're basically, you're setting aside, you're saying is that that tree over there on the other field is going to be the miser. But maybe that tree already got eaten up by some animals or something like that, or whatever. So it's, no, he's not saying that. He's saying maybe it's got destroyed. So it got ruined, destroyed, or rotted. Yeah, so maybe it's not there. So maybe it would turn out, if that were the case, then basically you didn't take off Meisr, so the thing is Tavel. So it's like a chashash, that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do it because it's a chashash. It must also, but it works. It's just a chashash.
What is
Darbana? It's like a Darbana. It's like, I don't even know if it's a Darbana. It's like, I guess this way. You're not allowed to do it. So you're not allowed to do it because it's a chashash. It's funny, it's Asr Lechaver. I'm saying it's Asr Lechaver. I mean, if you're not a Chaver, then it's Mutter. I don't know. I'm not sure, but that's what he's saying.
But that's
only where it's... Yeah, that's true. Chayas said it doesn't say Lefneiver. It doesn't say anywhere Lefneiver. Because if we're Lefneiver, I mean, the Gemara in Erevin also doesn't say Lefneiver. It's not an Al-Yado, it doesn't mean Lefneiver, because if Lefneiver is in Sederaisa, and if you giving him this stuff, it would be Lefneiver, so then you are violating Lefneiver versus taking off Shalman Amukov. So obviously you're going to have to take, avoid the Deraisa of Lefneiver, you're going to Shalman Amukov. So it must be that this is not Lefneiver. For whatever reason, maybe because it's a good chance he's going to take it off, Rov HaMeres Masrim anyways. So whatever, it doesn't meet the technical requirements of Lefneiver. But it's still Al Yado, and it's still something you're considering. So I mean, I have to explain it. But what I'm saying is, I think it's a good observation. He's not saying Lefneiver. He's not saying that, and the Gemara doesn't say it. No one says it. You have to say it. It's obviously, there's a real issue of Lefneiver. If that's what was involved here, then you should say it. That's a question. If he's not lefneva, then what is it? Al yada. What's the halachic status of al yada? Either it's lefneva or it's not lefneva. If it's lefneva, then there's nothing to talk about. Obviously, you can't violate lefneva. And if it's not lefneva, so then what then? So no, it's not al yada. Doesn't have any halachic reality. Is it philosophically bad? Like, what reality does that have in the halachic discussion? That's a principle. That's a halachic principle. It means that you're an arev is like a cosigner. You're a cosigner to the Kol Yisrael, which means that you, every guy is obligated to keep the mitzvahs primarily himself, but everyone else, Kol Yisrael, is bound, so to speak, secondarily obligated to make sure that everyone else keeps, other people keep the mitzvahs, all the Kol Yisrael. That's what I say. If wasn't that they bring that down by like I think by Achon or something? When one person's a chote, that's an istol tzoshma kevin regalos lano v'nei arolam. I think it was things from that pasuk that I say is that if one person's a chote. Well, since we're an entity of Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael Reim Zelzeh, if a person's a chote, the Klal is nitfas in the Aver. The Klal is at fault because you allowed that to happen. But there's another thing. I said, Achon, it was one guy who ate from the spoils of whatever, where was it?
Yericho.
And the whole, there was a plague in the whole camp. So what did we do wrong? Right? Because it was like 30 people died. So what those 30 people do? But the idea is a klal. The klal is lacking, and they shouldn't have let it happen. So there's an idea of the klal Yisrael themselves that, and that's halachic nakaminas. Because you say, for instance, like you could be yotze of someone else. It's not just a some philosophical principle. It's a halachic principle. So for instance, if you're yotze a mitzvah, it's called yatzamotzi, which means that if you're already yotze a mitzvah, you're allowed to make a bracha for somebody else who wasn't yotze a mitzvah. You can be motzi somebody, even though you're not really a mechuyah v'davar, but you're in a certain sense a mechuyah v'davar because of arvas
through him.
Through him. I don't know if that's a fact or that's just a svar I had, but so I don't know how much of a riot it is, if you don't like it. But I think it makes sense over there. And that's from, I remember that from that sugya. But it's a real halachic thing, Klal Yisrael says that. So the thing is that, for instance, if you're going, even if it's not going to be lifnei iver, even if lifnei iver is a tzuras eser, it's like a real technical structure. It's not because of him, it's because of you. You're involved in giving bad advice or in causing a guy to stumble. That's like an issue for you. But his issue, assisting him in his issue, or bringing about, causing his issue, bringing about his issue, is like a secondary issue. It means I'm lacking in my responsibility to him, and it's a secondary involvement in issue. Yeah, just like you could have a secondary chiv to help another guy, you could be involved in an issue, in a secondary manner. And I'd say similarly, if a guy's violating something, it would be mechayv to stop him. But it's not the same thing. It's not like an iser. That's just an idea that you should help a guy. So you're an arev, you should help the guy. But if you al yado, if you bring about another guy's iser, in a sense, you are a participant in that iser in a secondary manner. Again, it's not an iser for you. It's not like there's no law for that. But it's a violation. It's a violation of the arvos. Okay, so with this thought, maybe we could explain the Tosfos answer a little better, which is that in the case of the tree, so you're faced with, so to speak, two isurim, so to speak, or two bad things. Okay, you definitely have to do one thing wrong. Either you could do an isur of shlomen hamukaf, which is a real maisa isur on your part. Okay, or you could be secondarily involved. Okay, involved in a secondary manner in his isur chamor. Okay, again, it's his isur. It doesn't mean it's not your shame isur. It's his shame isur. You're involved as an arev. It's like a secondary involvement on your part. So you live in Eretz, you're an avarion per se. But here he's the avarion. But you're involved in a secondary. It's a secondary involvement in his esser. So you have the choice. You have to choose between a primary involvement in an esser kal. Your primary involvement in esser kal, namely doing shulman avukav, or your secondary involvement in an esser chamor. So that's the machlokas over there. When you have to choose, you know, as in general, the person always wants to go try to minimize Isser. If you're doing Isserim, you have to minimize Isserim. So how do you minimize it? Do you minimize it based upon the nature of the involvement, and you say a secondary involvement is is less than a primary involvement, so you can't do the primary esser. Or you say, no, you have an esser, you don't measure it based on the nature of the involvement, but based on the nature of the chait. And the nature of the chait, the esser chamor, is worse. So you have to minimize the esser chamor. Okay, you have to minimize, do the esser kalon, or you don't have the esser chamor. Unless you have like a conflict. I mean, one of them is better in terms of the... One of them is lesser in terms of the involvement, because it's only secondary involvement, but the other one's lesser in terms of the Aveira itself. It's only Shalom and Amukaf, it's Nesar Kal. So that's the question there. So when a person is faced with two, so to speak, Isurim, or two, he's either way he's going to be doing something wrong. He's going to be involved in a primary Isur and a secondary Isur, so he has to decide which one to go with. So that's Machlokas over there. But in the case over here, the other guy's doing an Isur. You're not doing an Esser. You're just watching another guy doing an Esser. Now the question is, do you have a right to be an Avarion in order to help the other guy? So Rashi is saying, no, there's no such thing like that. You have no right to do an Esser in order to help another guy. See, there's no two Isurim here. Now, there's one Esser. He's doing an Esser. Now the question, now Arvos is very nice. You should try to stop a guy from doing an Esser, but it doesn't entail you doing an Esser. It doesn't entail you doing an Esser. So you're not involved in an Esser. So now you have no right to do an Avera in order to help the other guy. But here... You're either way you go, you have a face-off. Either way you go, you're doing an Avera. Or you're involved in Avera. You're either involved in Avera in a positive way. You're either going to do an Isser Kal B'Yadayim, primarily, or you're going to do, secondarily, you're going to do an Isser Chamor. So now the question is, you have to decide. So that's where the Machlokas is about. Well, you're definitely doing something wrong. The question is, how do you decide? But that's a different, totally different question over here, where you're just... He's doing an Isser, and you just want to get involved. What right do you have to get involved? So I brought a question about Rinzel, because the premise of this thing is that you're doing something wrong either way. Either you're doing an Isser primarily, namely, or you're doing an Isser secondarily. But what kind of thing is secondarily Isser? Well, that doesn't make any sense. You have to have a halachic mechanism to say there's such a thing like that. What do you mean I'm doing secondarily Isser? He's doing an Isser. I have nothing to do with that. What do you mean al-yado? It's not lifnei there, so I'm not an avarion, so that's it. But the answer is no, I am. It's secondary Isser because Arvas, and Arev means you're a co-signer. It means like I'm a secondary signer on the loan. I have a secondary responsibility to him. So that's a type of an Avera. It's not as a primary Avera. It's a different kind of an Avera. It's a different type of an Avera. So that's the question. Is it, do you say that always avoid being a primary Avera and forget secondary Avera? Or you say, no, I'm a secondary Avera, but this is an Isser Chamor. So it's true, it's only a secondary Avera, but this is an Isser Chamor. I have to first deal with Isser Chamor, then I'll worry about Isser Chamor. What does Svar mean? We're not in that sugya there, but...
You're not saying that is a Svar.
I'm not saying that's the end of the Svar. Okay. I mean, I think it's a good first step of the Svar. But it could be, you could go further. I mean, maybe it's telling how you understand Arvas, or I don't know, I'm not sure. I mean, I could see that being intuitive one way or another, but I have a feeling that probably if you did this again, if you really thought about it, you'd probably go further. Okay. I'm not sure. I mean, it could be speculative. I don't know. I mean, it's a good question. You're defining the conflict. The question is, how are they resolving it? It could be you have to go further than that. But I'm not trying to do that here. I'm trying to set out. That is the nature of... It's a unique question, which they're discussing in Erevin, but it has absolutely nothing to do with our question. Our question is a guy's, do you have a right, does Arvus or whatever allow you to do an Esser? Of course, but it doesn't. Where do you ever see that you, in order to help another guy, you're going to do an Avera? There's no such thing like that. So to speak, on a base level, Arvus is more serious, or more a part real Esser, then you're going to say that you can't be an Arvus for an Esser Chamor. If Arvus is, so to speak, less serious, is a lesser type of a thing, so then basically you're going to say, don't do the primary Esser, go with the secondary Esser. You know what I mean? So presumably it would be based in, again, I'm talking descriptively, but it would be tied in with how you understand the idea of Arvus and its severity relative to the Tariyah, halachically. You know? Okay, so this is the second answer. Okay, this is the first answer. So this is another answer. Okay? So the second answer, Omer Riva. Okay, so Riva says that afil madbik atzmo ein lifshot misham lahatir. What this answer was saying is because you're involved the primary side, because of you versus him. Like you, there's in your case the secondary versus the primary. Here he's saying is even the guy himself, you can't learn out from there to be matir. And his point is that over there, and the point is over there by Rebbe and the Chacham, they're arguing. Because you have an Isser Kal, you have an Isser Chamor. Isser Kal versus Isser Chamor. But the only thing is, it's like the primary and the secondary. But it would seem everyone would agree that if it's just one guy has an Isser Kal versus an Isser Chamor, of course you're going to go with the Isser Kal ahead of the Isser Chamor. So by that logic, you'd think, is by the case in the oven, you put the bread in the oven. If you yourself put the bread in the oven,
definitely
right? So definitely you should do the Isser Chamor. You should do the Isser Kal, peel it off, avoid the Isser Chamor. Right?
It would answer
Rabbi's kasha, because that Gemara, the only discussion is because you have the primary versus the secondary. But this, if you just have the head to the face off this or call this or chamor, you'd think that definitely he's saying this or you do this or call. But he's saying no, that he's still, there's another, so he's saying there's another difference, which is why you can't see it totally incomparable. It says, Dehasam adayin lo naseh ha'isr. Because over there, the isr wasn't done yet. Okay? No isr was done. Okay, but you're going to give the chav, you're going to give the guy fruits. Nothing was done yet. Okay, now you have to mutav shiyase isar kav lo yase isar chamor al yado. So then it's saying it's better off to violate the isar kal, the meitzer shlomo and mukav, as opposed to violating the isar chamor al yado, the secondary isar chamor. Okay, so you put the kal out of the chamor. Aval hacha hameisa shel isar kvar nasa. Here by the baking, the meisa isar was already done. Namely, putting the bread in the oven. Ve'umemela yigmar, and it will complete on its own. Then lo yase afilu isar kal biyadayim. Then you can't even do the isar kal biyadayim. Then it's true, it's kal, it's a darabon to pull it off, but then you can't do it.
Right.
You tell me. He's saying basically pshat is, he's saying is that there's two different cases. There's one case is beforehand. Before the thing is started, you know, saying is you didn't do anything yet. Now you have to decide what are you going to do. So you're saying the kal goes ahead of the chamor. But in the other case, you already did the ma'aseh isser. Now he's saying, once the ma'aseh isser is done, it's going to be completed on its own. Then he says, then you can't do the isser kal even in the face of the isser chamor. I mean, you have to explain, but that's what he's saying. And, right, that's true. And he said it's true. The ma'aseh wasn't done, but the avera isn't done yet. The vera is mele yigmar, but yeah, but the vera isn't done. It's not as if the guy is already did a fi. I mean, he did the, like Tosas knows that he said the maisa iser. But sure, the maisa shel iser. But what about this? He's not over this deraisa yet. He's not over this deraisa yet. And I think it's very similar to the first part, but I think you're just saying straight is like there's two different questions here. One question is where in the case of Erevin, you have to do something. You're doing an iser either way. As you're faced with, should I do Isra A or Isra B? Okay? So you say, do the Isra Kal, and they'll do the Isra Chamor. Okay? That's one type of a question. Which of my Isra should I do? I gotta do something wrong now. What should I get up and do? Okay? Should I go take off Trumas and Maestros? Or should I feed the guy? Okay, fine. So the question is, you have to do one of two things. So let's say, for whatever reason, you have to give the Amaritz's food. Okay? Let's say it's a sakana, I don't know. Okay? I think there's a better answer, but let's go with that. You have to give the Amaritz's food, now you have to decide, should I do A or B? Do I either give him the food, and then thereby secondarily violate the Isser Chamor, or do I take off Chumus and Maestros, and thereby do the Isser Kal, B'Yadayim? So I have to do Maisa A or Maisa B. Which one do I do? That's the question over there in Erev, and that's the Machlokas, okay? But in our case, you did the myself here. You put the bread in the oven. Okay? You put the bread in the oven already. Okay? Now the question is, are you allowed to pull it off? So the question is, well, it's usur to pull bread off of the oven. So the question is, well, am I allowed to pull bread off of the oven in order to prevent an isur which already exists from being realized? That's a different question. That's Rabbi Bizibaya. Is do you have a right to violate one Isser, an Isser Kal, in order to prevent the realization of an Isser Chamor? Okay, that's not the case in Erevin. That's a different case. It's a different question. The case in Erevin, you're faced with two Isurim and you have to do one of them. So that's the Ibaya, that's the Machlokas, is which one are you going to do? Now, if one were Kal and one were Chamor, of course you can do the Isser Kal. Because what do you do? The Isser Chamor, you have to do something now. And you have a choice. Of course, you go the Isser Kal over the Chamor. Besides, forget the secondary thing. So you have to do something. But here, the thing was already done. Now, it's going to happen that you're going to end up passively, the Shema Afiyah is going to exist, and you're going to end up being a Mechal Shabbos. So that's true. But right now, the question, now what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, am I allowed to do this Isser in order to prevent the realization of the Shema Afiyah? So that's a different question. You can't poshate that because Kal is better than Chamor, because that's true, Kal is better than Chamor. If I have to do one of them, of course I'm going to do Kal. But that doesn't mean, therefore, I have a right to do an Isser in order to prevent a different Isser from being realized. That's already done. I already did that. Now, that was bad, and there's going to be consequences that are going to result if it happens. It means to do an Isser. That's true. But that doesn't mean I have a right to do another Isser now. This is an Isser. So next week we'll go further in Tosos. I mean, there's more questions in this arena. And then we'll go further. I think we'll do next after that the next Tosos. Next Tosos also very interesting.